charge.
Just doesn't make sense.
No, sorry, hey, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be checking the frequencies for various imperfections during the Dirty Contra show. If it's confusing to listen to so many voices at once, be aware the show is the show.
It was the first loss for D-Town after 9 straight wins. Its best start since 1989.
Show.
With Dobbstown 10-1, 1-0, trailing
now,
Smith
behind us, you last week reviewing.
Two short humpers in the layup during a 16-6. That gave the Bohunbites a 56-50 lead with 5:19 left.
In the old days.
Dobbstown's Kerwin Matthews sank two free throws to cut the deficit to 58-56. But Dobbstown's Mahaja Jackson grabbed two critical offensive rebounds, and Smith sank two free thrusts with 20 seconds left.
Happening all over the place.
After two technical P's were assessed on Honda's coach Paul Vrietis for a 60-56 lead.
Just a little news show.
D-Town missed 2 3-point tees in the final seconds. The game was watered for approximately 10 minutes with 11:27 left in the first half after a bench-clearing ball touched off by a fist fight between Dobbstown's Mobius Rex and K-Non's Buck Naked. And that's the sports wrap-up. From the sarcophagus of Cairo City. In the rotting bandages of the conspiracy.
That's just the way the show goes.
Uh-oh, two shot. Hypophony. This is a fill-in shot we'll use in, at around 5:30.
Hey, don't give it all away. You know, sometimes the magician likes to keep the mechanics of his
craft. Well, I guess so. People are often interested in just how they do the show.
Why, you cynic, you exploit the marvelous mystical make-believe of the show. Exposing its secrets as the cheap stagecraft.
I join the audience in make-believing this is a show.
And yet, maybe there's some slight thing worthwhile. Even so, even though you may reveal it to be
earlier. See, I gave the time
all sham and gallivanting.
One moment of worthwhileness.
A simple thing, but a good thing.
Yes.
And you might say a right thing.
An easy to repair show.
Like a shaft of sunlight.
You know.
Screaming through the window. And landing right on this little fella. It burned him to a cinder.
What's this?
Oh!
Whoa!
I'll never tell. I'll never tell.
Whoa!
I won't tell. I won't tell.
The show, bud.
Energy stimulant.
Feeder.
Out.
Out.
Dream.
Monitor.
Out.
Music.
Circuit.
Circuit.
Bin.
Circuit closing.
11:59:30.
Wow, this thing's easy to drive.
Monitor.
Bing.
This is the show.
What do we do now?
All right, old buddy. This is the tape you've been waiting for.
Okay.
What one needs
wake up time.
Is poise. And
you just be talking into consciousness now.
Okay.
And you just want to keep still while
all
you
right.
warm up.
Thanks.
Assuming the system doesn't cut in on us, it ought to take about 3 minutes from...
Could we have close up on this, please? Move to camera two. Cue night of flat shooting tape.
What's the matter? The tape won't come up.
We'll return to the Senator and Stinky in just a moment.
Can you tell
but
us
first...
What happened when you returned to Earth?
What?
No one else that ever happened to me. That's kind of like a violet and pink light all over my whole body.
Well, it's about
and then I
time.
Felt I was...
Yeah. It's a far, far better thing. I'm
what do you mean?
Now,
it is a far, far better show I go to than any I have ever known.
You are
okay,
Mark.
I only regret I have but one life to give for the show.
And so Hal walked the lonely streets. I said, Hal, thank you.
Hal leave me alone.
The streets of Berkeley.
Hey, buddy, can I have $5 for a bottle of coffee?
Yeah, here's $5 radio dollars for
sure.
In short, what we have is the age-old struggle between heredity and environment.
Yes, well, it doesn't work like that. But many people...
Nah, that's old-age science. We don't believe in that. You know, some of these instructional films really need to be changed. I can't get a taxi to come and take me away from here. It seems like this party's been going on for hours, too. Where'd you get
that's
that beer?
That's pretty funny, Hal. Hours. Let's get out of here.
Hey, wait for me.
Pray that God will give this.
Now there's a caller. Can I get a ride with you?
I look at them go, the ladies from hell.
Quick, Doug, the grenade.
Oh, all right.
This is Puzzle Artist. Welcome to the show.
That was a close one.
Yeah. Don't forget.
And but you're a lousy audience. No, I want to tell you. I want to tell you about something even weirder than that.
Hey, they're interviewing Bob. Look at that. Since the first mention of Bob all night, I had to make it. God darn it. I wasn't going to do that. Gosh darn it. Guess I should wash my radio out with soap or something.
Mr. Dobbs sets a bad example to the youth by constantly smoking this pipe so prominently as a public symbol.
Yeah. Thank you, caller. Thank you for sharing TV with us on the radio.
Not only that, Mr. Dobbs violates several other important laws, which I think we don't even need to point out here on this program. Am I right?
Al has gained in points now and is ahead of Dobbs by insulting his veracity.
The last question involves the pharaohs of ancient Egypt. Or you could answer the special bonus question.
Whatever he did or didn't do, or knew or didn't know, I still love my dad.
Which one?
My dad.
You love your dad? Well, isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
Very, very funny.
Walk her around. She's no trooper. But seriously, this is a good thing.
Give her some coffee and she'll come into the 80th century with the rest of us.
I just love it.
There's
nothing you can do about that.
And Brent Musburger will shortly describe just how many decisive moments have taken place in this interconnection.
What, caller? Uh-oh. Rewind it. Don't rewind, little show host. Hurts his head.
Volume needs to be turned down.
Oh, Louie. Louie, and oh, baby, and now. And now. And now. And now. And now.
Can we change now to a different idea in this spectrum?
Wow.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Well, wouldn't you be?
Yeah, I guess so, Hal. Where are you, Hal?
Now, come on, help me, please.
I can't hear you, Hal. Caller, Hal, put your ear next to the speaker. Can you put your ear next to the speaker?
State your question.
I need to do something here. Okay, Hal. Stay real close.
Ask your question. That was kind of mean to do to that little guy. Kind
all three of them.
Mid-70s. Just wait a minute. No coffee?
Am I in here?
Yeah. I can hear a
long way from Fort Smiles being
natural. I am here.
Here on the show. You people out there try to guess who's here.
Countries that form
too many and other churches too.
Yes. You have a question for Eohippus Love Child.
She's here. Answering she'll give you those tips that so lovingly needed this early in the morning.
Love, yes, that's what we're talking about. Love and stupidity, right here on the air.
Richard Living.
You think that's funny, don't you, Doctor? Well, here you are on the air. Recently returned to this country.
Yes, back from your
tour.
In over your head. Stop it. Those Hal lines are coming in.
Ordinarity. A lot of people are calling in asking for Hal tonight, and unfortunately, Hal will never be here again.
Got him in this little box.
Doug's got new jeans and everything. Well, and I just can't believe the things that happened here. The real names that are now
necessary
here
to dress up
fear.
For this show, yeah.
I remember when somebody would say, Gary, I would just crawl under the... Say, no one's...
Yes, you're there.
We're all here. And welcome to the stupidest show on radio, your 1988 version of the Subgenius Radio Power Hour.
Hippest Love Child. Her band is the ELC, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Yeah, well, enough is enough.
Doc, they were right there with BBF.
Okay, well, here they are now.
There's the coffee.
Okay.
We're gathering steam.
And good radio coffee it is, too. You don't even need a cup. It just burns right through your hand.
On this present earth won't hold a candle or give a
tiny
insight to the wonders of the new universe that we will live in.
Now, pour this radio water over the show bag.
Tonight's contest question is, how many hours of duping will Doug use my Walkman Pro for tonight?
Really or reported? True number or...
Yeah, true number or reported number. Yeah,
if you're calling your guest now. And yeah, what's Gary, that number again? Give us that number again.
You can actually win the scratches in those heads.
The scratches and the sniffs.
These newly recorded Sonys are used up in a week at the Wellman factory. Burning hulks, their little bodies are taken out to the backyard and shot.
And here come the dancers on stage now.
Okay. Now the nice thing is,
the way they need
I was standing naked in the forest.
They deserve it.
Only my shoes
on. They need it. Then turn the question around. Don't you want to be treated
turn the sound effects around. No, no, turn the backdrop around.
I thought you had to take your clothes off when the aliens came.
Kind of
it
was
cold.
It was really cold.
I didn't think that aliens would demand such pagan rights.
They have a special class of glasses. You don't need to bother taking your clothes off.
Finding
that's what those things are. I used to wonder. Think to myself, this stuff can't be real.
Yeah, what was that guy's name? Ray what?
Ray Thins?
Ray Thins. Ray Brand.
Ray Brand, I think it was.
Yeah.
The man who wouldn't go down.
The guy who had the natural 100% whole wheat glasses.
Yeah.
He could see through a bowl of cereal.
I have Ray Thins. Here, we can eat this forest.
By understanding that we
can be mentally ill.
Well, where's Dr. Vrees? That's the question we have to ask. There's so much dead air here this morning. And
yes, he should have been on the show.
Doctor,
we have a saint.
He's criticizing our show.
Just
right
a bishop
now.
Here. The saint. Well, the saint may visit with us. I will try to channel the saint here today, and everybody lays their thing on their radio.
Okay. Even if you're driving now.
We'll be talking about such things here because of the FCC.
No,
you can't say slip it in on the radio.
No.
Yes, you can. No. You can say it until 6 a.m.
Can you show it on the radio?
You can say it until 6 a.m.
This show, in fact, occupies it. Is one of many. That occupies the only nether zone, yes, where you can actually talk like that. You can... I'm afraid to say you can be proud to be filthy on the air till 6 a.m. From 12 to 6. Because all the children in the world are asleep. That's what the government says.
Is that what they actually say?
They say that all the children are asleep. And so we can be... Yeah, they all just drop at 12.
What about
people in
other hemispheres?
Well, we're not responsible because the FCC...
Well, no, if it's dark here, it's dark everywhere. You know, what's good enough for our continent is good enough for everyone.
Sorry about the leakage here. Okay, I fixed it.
Should have brought his tapes with me.
Oh, no.
Profound.
It really makes me hungry to be on this show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
It really makes me hungry. I think that we should all go over to
the old boat.
The old boat. It's over there somewhere. Somewhere in Richardson Bay. Floating around now is the church boat. And the church boat has been reportedly seen on top of the water occasionally.
Oh, no. Wow. Well, maybe it's in an introspective mood nowadays.
It is.
It's thinking to itself about the good old days.
Well, I brought two of my sleeker, newer craft with me tonight.
Oh, well, whip them up.
The foot mount. Grip them with your toes and fly across the water.
Papayas, what about that funky melon we got at the market the other day?
We gotta use that.
Yum.
What is that? What kind of melon is it? It's got little spikes on it. It's the
guy melon.
Looks that's like a guy. Watermelon or something.
Yeah. Okay, caller, we'll go to you now, and you can ask Bishop Joey of the Church of the Saint Stupid just what it was that you wanted to talk about.
Whip it out. What do you want?
Okay, ready. Oh, this is a little automated caller. They're no fun. Just shoot them right over. Okay, next caller. Come on, don't be shy. Page 47, first caller. That's you. A second caller.
fantasy caller?
Yeah.
Your fantasy caller again? You're old and wrinkled like that?
Well, she didn't That's the dead Kennedy.
Well, see, nobody in this staff cares about fantasy caller. That's Hal's
The American wet dream.
What happened to
gone
Hal?
True.
He shot well, him. He's gone for good.
You know those Bob scenes?
One bullet,
that pistol
one
wasn't aimed at Bob. The bullet took a 180-degree turn, came back from me. I jumped out of the way. Hal jumped out of the way. That was the end of the story.
I am in your mind, projecting my holographic audio message.
Brain. Watch me think about something else.
Yes, my mind is full of soap bubbles now. That color's gone. I'm washed clean.
I sure feel better.
Why am I so cold when I'm so warm? Why do I hurt so bad when I feel so wonderful? And why am I here instead of home at bed?
In your bed, caller. So give us a call right now.
Yes, in your bed.
And they've been on the air for 20 minutes. And not once have they given the phone number. This guy knows the phone number. 4425.
Bishop, the bishop is here.
4425.
What's the difference between stupidity and ignorance?
Ignorance, my child, is something that you learn. You learn ignorance over a period of socialized, specified time units within a structure that will teach you the basics and the fundamentals and how to extrapolate and improvisational themes on the ignorant theme. But stupidity is something that is given to you at a moment's notice through divine inspiration. Is that clear enough for you?
Who gives it to you?
Well, anybody that really has the... well, I have some right here. How much do you have?
$4.
I'll take it. Give me $4.
Okay.
Give me the $4. Okay. All right, now then. Okay, now put one hand up here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
All right, now, okay, now fold the thumb in across your palm. Like you're going to do a high five, but we're going to do it called a high four. Okay, callers at home, you can do this too. Don't forget to send in your $4. Now, I'm trusting you. I'm going to give you this. If you can do this, this is the First Church of the Last Left secret world handshake. You hold your hand up in the air like you're going to give somebody a high five. Turn to your partner. That's right. Wake her up. That's right. Now, you fold your thumb in across your palm, a unit kind of plane there. Now, slam them together like you're going to do a high five. We're doing a high four. Ready, go. We got to change that someday. There is your moment of stupidity. Was that worth $4 or what? So callers,
under the sludge level,
please. And it's a tax write-off.
Remember, when you get there, to push the down button.
And out across the network feed went the report of hundreds of saints who joined the church.
Tell me, how many of the streets of San Francisco doing the high four?
Braided yacht line?
Then turn the question around.
No. I don't think I got any left.
What kind of church are you running by?
I know. Well, we're just short. You know, we had the FCC came down on us. Right?
Is this the subgenius show?
No.
Not really, but they'll be back.
Subgenius show. I see this the world has been attacked by this esoteric babbling. This smile educated cannibaling to such an extent as to create our senses, to saturate our senses.
Wouldn't you rather share togetherness with someone who accepts you just as you are?
What's Maria Shriver really like?
This kind of sharing provides its own rewards.
Frank Bennett, the first person to ever chronicle this show.
Self-esteem. To enjoy togetherness for its own sake. I believe it's something God puts in us. Which is why I've shared this message with you.
Spacecraft and went off into college form
of phone. Gone home.
And now he's a little foam caller. Another one of the little head trophies we have sitting up here.
Sighting of the Decepticon hovercraft to headquarters. Come in,
sit back!
The early morning effects.
They haven't worn off yet, have they?
No. They won't wear off until about 6 a.m. And then the nice, they play 3 hours of music to clean the airway. It really just kind of squeezes out all of the infection that has been festering for an hour and a half beforehand.
And then we start the New York show.
To Dominion.
Without
barbecue tonight,
24 hours of show somewhere in the country.
Worry.
Megatron. Soundwave yells excitedly.
The show's always going to New York and New Jersey, of course, get a lot of that.
Of course, in a bad sense, and of course, I don't
know. I can no longer take this Russian oil badly. This technological blunder of modern science will just be
no longer
attention.
Rising from the between top and bottom brain.
Oh, no, not the upper lower brains. These things are almost inapplicable to today's radio
and outer
situation.
Therefore,
what do they of course.
I think the caller is a Cro-Magnon.
How do you guess?
Look at the brow. Look at that brow.
Suboxide.
Bob.
What is going on with the
stuff? Now at last.
But it's what he sucks that's all important to us.
Hey, Phil.
What was that?
Golf ball through a cardinal.
50 feet. Golf ball through a cardinal.
Where do you get these diamonds?
Yeah, see that thing there heading towards the player?
It's a collar.
Yeah?
That's our phone cord.
No.
Really?
442. All the way from the station. 442.
I'll repeat that for those of you on
I thought they had a digital relay or something like that. No, they have the old cord. That's right.
Or care.
They got that secret real station. They've got a whole room full of this.
Did you know? Lots of stuff.
And it just reels kind of out.
I'm listening to us caring, man. Here in the morning. Let's get down with Guy Huel now.
Extremely useful. For one. I believe it's something God puts in us.
Oh, no.
God didn't put it in me last night.
With you, on behalf of the South.
Did God put it in you?
The church is a slug community.
Yes. Question.
It's something God puts in us. Don't mention that word.
Close the door, close the door.
Well, I don't know. Are you talking to the show?
Anybody who
are you talking 848-4425?
848-4425.
I mean, what else? Who else? Who the hell
call
is he calling?
Calling those pledges, calling. That's right. Keep us off the air. If you call in now and donate $5 million, $10 million, you will keep us off the air for and probably another entire week. Is that right? Is that what we're going for this time?
Otherwise, we'll have to use Snippy, the Argentinian convincer.
A man who stood up against the scum, the dogs, the filth. You are someone who stood up.
Oh, sorry, Bob. I didn't see you standing there. Right?
Well,
it goes from about 50
didn't go all the way through his cord. Look at he's still twitching.
I guess we're going to have to change his photo in the Spectator now.
No. Yeah. I
so that you could gratify.
Oh, he just moved the black stripe. We'll just put it right here. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that looks a lot better. Anyway.
Oh, these laser writers work a lot better than the old way. The old church.
I remember Snippy. He was my friend when I was a little kid.
Yeah, me too. We were just talking to even because they deserve it. Even the show host preceding us has knew what Snippy was. Then I had to dig little Snippy's eyes out though because he sees they walk around the room at night.
Their fingers trailing alongside the bed. You know, you're kind of knotted off. You
get up there.
It's nothing. A news
pieces of the sheet all over the place. Where you just kind of nibbled all night.
There it is,
Zippy. Bow. Bad Zippy. Zippy anytime.
Jeez, water-cooled turntables.
I'd like to see Snippy meets the Blob.
Snippy meets the Blob right here.
Snippy,
if you call in now, call.
If you can.
That's right, we'll cut it off for you.
Strip.
Here we
right
go.
Right here. Yeah. Feel better now?
No, just a little around the collar ears.
The dentist isn't so bad.
Gary thinks it's pretty funny what you wind up with when you're all finished with Snippy.
That's right. Look at this little pile of people and money.
Everyone can accomplish something.
Oh, yeah.
Separating people from their wallets is not an easy job.
When you first learned to read, to ride a bike, to use a swing by yourself.
To use a pair of Snippies.
That sense of achievement.
To edit the show.
Remember to demagnetize your Snippies first.
Establish
or else
you'll
get big clicks right in the show. Yeah. Click!
Stick one blade in each slot in the hole in the wall there. That's the one.
Go for it! Yeah. Okay, boys and girls, try it.
Something God puts in us.
Oops.
Which is why I
something God's puts in us.
Okay.
Which God, though?
Goss. Something Gauss puts in us.
Oh, it's something DeGauss puts in us.
Once there was the Gauss.
The Gaussing range and the duck range. And we run the submarine over to the Gaussing range.
That's right.
We're
we run D-Duck over to D-Duck in
Northern California right now.
The Galison is little Galisoning.
Now we're pointing the degausser toward Eureka.
There, we're degaussing it in bursts. Amazing bursts that only explode when they land.
That's right. Think of all the brass that's in this degausser. Just think of a huge Philadelphia project.
Or a huge Philadelphia story with a Catherine Hepburn
and wrap Catherine Hepburn in brass to try to make her disappear.
A Cary Grant over 11'4".
I've seen that one.
Yeah. It's one of the worst movies I've ever seen. Most highly acclaimed crappy movie.
Yeah, that's what they
Which one was that?
Well, we walked out
around
of
the show in 90 minutes.
I don't remember what it's called. It does have an 11-foot Cary Grant in it, though. And it looks like he's on a big movie screen walking around.
Now, on this basis...
No, this guy. See, there he is.
That was to make Bob look small in the movie.
I thought he had him walking in a trench. Yeah.
Well, maybe. Oh, that's
yeah,
probably
that's
it.
Right. That's
probably
that's right. Right. Bob was walking in a trench.
Yeah.
So you couldn't see his...
Oh, it was a trench coat.
It was a trench coat right in.
Oh, that's what made him look shorter.
You got a trench coat that's long enough for
him to
walk.
And he was doing that to his own daughter, too.
Yeah. His daughter was French. That's right. Right. That's right. And they went to this French trench coat factory.
French trench coat there.
That's right. Bob burned a hole in Cary Grant's trench coat with that stupid pipe of his.
But saved by Snippy.
Copyright saved in 1988.
And that now greasy Rolodex.
That copyright stupid pipe of Reagan. They walked for miles to get through.
Okay, now we're going to go over the St. Stupid's Day Parade tapes here.
Oh, good. Hey there. Here's the limousine.
The 101 squad.
Circling the city. You can see the limousine, the bishop's limousine circling the city.
Okay, now notice the blur of blue begins now as the limousine shows up. All the policemen start running around in agitated circles.
And they're bumping into each other. Oh,
yeah. Oh, there go the horses.
I think Agnos's program of showing Keystone Cop movies constantly at lunchtime at all
Those
the police stations is really taking hold.
Okay, here we are. We're going up. Oh, he's giving a speech now.
The pies are flying, and look at all the pies.
Notice
how miraculously the bishop does not get hit by a pie.
Look, he's about to crank the car and flip himself over three or four.
I love this part.
Oh, there he goes. Okay, now they're starting to march now.
Forced march, of course.
Yes, dragging Diane Feinstein along.
Everyone dressed up in St. Stupid costumes being forced at gunpoint to march up March Street.
The tourists love it. Look, they think we're doing this spontaneously.
Every year, November 22nd, we do this.
Rehearsed in an old warehouse down there on Pier 39. Nobody knew that.
Some of us knew it, of course.
Well, you're not going to tell anybody, right? Especially out there in
I'm not
going to
tear anyone.
It looks like they've reached this tomb.
Actually, you've been on that sub, haven't you?
Oh, definitely. Tear anyone?
Here we are.
Yeah.
The sub of tyranny and hatred.
Yes. Well, we've taken it down to test depth.
That's Spruance class hunk of metal.
Yeah, it's down there rusting it up the bottom right now.
Along with all the other RRRs ever uttered in those RRR, all of them RRR.
And this is going out to the crew of the Thresher right now.
It's cold where they are, folks.
And the crew of the Scorpion.
It's a long time for radio waves to come
through. About 250 Russian blubs.
Yeah, blub. How do you say blub in Russian?
I can say dog hats.
Bloop.
Well, there's a lot of little Russians out there, too, you know. Don't you forget, a lot of little guys in the Russian factory went down with the Thresher, too.
That's right.
Because I think their bolts were probably 8 times
They bought them from Taiwan just
bolts.
Like we did.
Yeah, yeah.
All the bolts to hold those big plates together.
Oh, by the way, this show incorporates St. Stupid Enterprise, the PUFS system of...
Passive underwater...
Foolish feasibility
system. We can measure the foolishness of a country from underwater now. It's wonderful. We have this World War II submarine.
Yeah, we have these digital monitors right here in the studio, and whenever there's a moment of stupidity anywhere in the world, it'll show up here on this little map. Look at it right here. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Trenton, New Jersey.
Wait, it's pointing here.
A little lights light up like that. It's real nice.
Huh.
Needle's pointing right at me.
Okay, it's your turn to buy.
Yes, and now Gary's out of an old Sinai plant. He's the watchman out there. He sees strange lights during the summer. It's the cheering teenagers on Planet 4.
Look at him go.
Subgenius agent, man.
Yeah.
He's giving you his money, but he's taking
That's
away.
On? Well, what else is on?
Oh,
let's try this.
There. See what else is on here.
El Bello Diamante. That's the bad devil. Yeah, that's a Mexican caveman movie. Right. There you go.
You guys, you may make a suggestion.
Now, this is the part normally where we try to get Eo Hitler's love child to comment about the nature of the movie. All right, caller.
Snipped over the head.
Snipped over the head.
Bipped in the head.
I'll be right
Hello,
back.
Hello, this is Schlittenplough. I can't come to the radio station now because I'm sliding the snow.
More slowly,
I'll be right back. I'll be right back.
I'll be back.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. I'll be back. I'll be back.
And I'm here now. Here to help you make it through your life.
Here to help you through your life. One more minute.
Please hang on. Do not kill yourself for the next 45 seconds. Yes, please help yourself live for another half a minute. We can't help it ourselves because we're stuck here with you. We have no other way to be alive but to be here. Our life would be nothing if we were not here.
And our listeners. And we live through the listening abilities of our listeners. Right, caller?
There's no caller there. That's me.
Oh, that's you?
Caller's there.
You're not a listener? Then who's listening? Voltage
drops. I don't know.
Well, for one thing, your parents are listening. For another thing, my kid's sister's listening. For another thing,
so what? For
there's some people about to be married
that's
that are listening to this show. It's their last chance to get off the marriage train.
So what?
Last.
So what?
So what?
We could save a human life right now
listening
by turning
to three-inch speakers on the highway, rolling around in the middle of the night, going, "Hey, let's see what's on the radio." And the next thing you know, they're in the car, and it's scary. Their ears are smoking, and they're going 70 miles an hour, saying, "What was that?" Oh, it's a little show.
What can you tell me?
The hi-fi system. The fanciest kind of hi-fi system you can buy is made up of a number of separate parts. A set of separates could, for example.
No sub-geniuses here.
No, just the
only these stupid computers
pretending to be show. Sure, I'll show
stupid
it up.
People,
I feel like
stupid
turning into the show me state.
Show with us.
But where is the event horizon?
Oh, right there.
God, I didn't mean to get so close.
Get over there. Set up the table. Snippy, quick.
It's over by me. Look at me. Okay, event horizon closed. Draft over.
Abort the show.
I feel better, but...
But it's my concept.
Yes, okay. It's a wonderful blue concept
notes?
Here. And
preconceived show.
Taking notes. I thought...
Aborted notes, again like, for Jesus.
I thought we were the teachers here. I thought we were the important people here. The most important people in this radio station.
In right radio now. Land.
I quit this station.
There it is.
It's 6 a.m. It's
fast.
Over.
Yeah. That was a fast show, wasn't it?
Over. Well,
okay.
Everybody go home.
Come here, Emmett. Come here, Emmett. Come on.
Oh, they caught on to it. They're laughing at us.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, no.
We didn't frop up.
I've got it.
But I believe...
Hey, Emmett, hold on a minute.
You, oh, pardon me, but I believe you when you say...
Emmett.
...that Bob is off. Signed, Karen Lee Spugmeyer, Our Lady of Sorrows...
Something bad's happening here at the station.
I'll say something. Deactivated all my credit cards.
That's it. We're out of luck. That's a caller. It's up to you. It's up to you to call in those... Pledge it now. Don't delay. Get up. That's right. Struggle over to the coffee machine. Poison a big, heaping, steaming cup of drug of choice.
Yeah.
And then go over to your phone, get your checkbook out, get your credit card, and start calling in now. It's up to you to keep us off the air.
If you're in the room.
Hey, tell me. Can you answer some questions right now?
Hey, do you give
what are you doing up at this time of night?
I watch the Wild West show.
Wild Wild West?
Wild.
No, Wild, is it Wild Cube?
Just listen to this show, or is this some sort of punishment for you?
Come on, do you like Artemis or Jim better?
Is Bob home?
Of course not.
Yeah.
I'd like to talk to Bob, please.
Bob isn't here, but...
Bob's are here.
Okay, hang on. Okay, hang on by your toes. Okay. You can talk to Bishop Joey right here. Bishop Joey is a channel for Bob. VHF, UHF, and next week we get Playboy, I think, right?
Then
how about you?
What is your
connection? By mentioning those deities like that. But he is channeling through. See, Bishop Joey's dancing and flinching, so he must be doing the call anyway. That's the hard part about being a human radio station and having your show on all the time.
Well, if you're Bishop Joey, I must be Cardinal Spellman.
You look like it. Hey. I mean, it's spring. It must be spring. Look, the Cardinals are back.
Or Swellman or something. I can't remember. I don't remember what Swellman. Names they give me.
Cardinal. Cardinal Swellman.
Cardinal Swellhead.
Hey,
They're starting to take effect now.
That feels good. Yeah, those little really show tugs.
Yeah, they're like little bubbles.
Oh, God, that feels good.
Awesome little bubbles.
Woo! A little more in it. What is this backbiting show people? Me, 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 me,
that's right. Four levels. There are four factions to the First Church of the Last Laugh and the followers of Saint Stupid. There are is the faction that believes it is pronounced Saint Stupid in the original Greek. There are those who think it's pronounced Saint Stupid with the roll on the first S-T. Then there's the faction which believes that the roll is on the second S-T, the following S-T, Saint Stupid, like that. And then there is a fringe faction which everybody ignores, and they think it's pronounced Saint Stupid. But most of them died off.
They're all wrong, unfortunately. It's really known as Ain't Stupid.
And I'm not going to refer to...
Ain't Stupid. Saint Stupid's horrible opposite.
Yeah.
Stupid, yes.
The anti-stupid.
The anti-stupid.
What a horrible place to be, anti-stupid.
Well, it felt pretty good to me when I was in elementary school and I weren't stupid. Did it warrant stupidity at that time?
No, you have to be in for at least 20 years before you're a warrant officer.
And just I was a type 3 veterinarian.
Yeah?
What do they call a veterinarian?
A veterinarian's mate.
Mate, that's right. And it was a lot of work with the larger animals.
Yeah, we used to operate on sea mules.
But it kind of felt good with the animals that weighed the same amount that I did.
Yeah, like manatees.
Little horses, especially.
The little horses.
Those little tiny horses.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you get those midget manatees.
Oh, well, you know, the thing was, is they were already wet. It was...
Yeah, that was a great day. Prelude, yeah.
But then the insecticides began. The ages of the winged creatures. The painful little... biting and buzzing things.
And you can tell how old they were by the number of rings they'd go around the light.
I swear none of them ever lasted longer than 6 weeks.
I know. Only 10 days. 10 days, and boy did they party.
What a little pupa she was.
Yes, those school days.
Felt nice back then. I remember I could eat breakfast, lunch, dinner, and 6 snacks a day.
No, we like that, Gary.
Instead of having to get up at 4 in the morning and do show aerobics to lose his pot belly. Then I was in high school. Then it was silent.
Some personalized
real. Well, what do you want to eat?
Oh, everything. Okay. Everywhere.
We'll have everything. Everywhere.
We could go over to Gary's house and iron kitty flakes.
What are you going
to
cost?
We could have black crumbs from that caterpillar.
From the Velveeta swamp.
Remember the old days when we used to go over and have show breakfast?
Mm-hmm. Those were the days.
Homemade Belgian waffles.
With the crust, yeah.
But now Safeway's open 40 hours a day or something like that, so we can do that again soon.
Aisle 6A at Safeway. I'll see you there about 6 o'clock, callers.
Any Safeway of your choice.
We'll be there. Just look for the Safeway with the red Porsche parked in front of it at 6 a.m. That's my car.
There it is now.
I ain't stupid.
I'm my brother.
You figure it out, callers.
I ain't doofus.
Are you loving surrender?
Somehow Eohippus' love microphone needs to be up.
I know, she's awfully tiny down there on the trail.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Well, she's down there praying for forgiveness and deliverance and maybe a pizza.
I think what she really wants from Bob is the DNA strand material. There went a whole load of it. I'm sure glad I don't bring my toys to this station.
And here they are now on the trail. Everybody's on the trail this morning.
Hey, step aside. I got the power to make you a virgin again. Step aside, please. Thank you.
Well, it sure feels good here, Bob Dobbs State. dog reserve, where animals of all sorts practice a reality and a equality not allowed on any other station. Only Bob Dobbs State Mammal Reserve.
Like, look at those two over there, that dragonfly and the hippo. Look how they get along together in peace.
Yeah,
and
man. And that dragonfly's not even a mammal.
No.
That's how equal everything is out here.
Bed rest or marble.
Yeah. Never try to touch a dragonfly. It's magical.
I cried for help.
Personal challenge.
Good boys.
Is it totally impossible to catch that dragonfly?
Where were they?
A live dragonfly is... You could probably get a doctor's thesis on the spot if you brought in a live dragonfly.
Somebody help me, please.
Okay, students out there. That's right, you're up late. You're cramming for that exam. That's right. Cram it. And if you go out there and get a live dragonfly, if you go up there like Strawberry Canyon right about dawn, when the dragonflies will rise from the woods to feed on an early insect population, you can get a doctorate. That's right. One dragonfly equals one doctorate.
I could get one.
Here at the University of...
I'd be so happy.
This is the happiest I've ever been in my whole life.
My car bugs.
Ever? And listen, look how good it makes the listeners feel to know.
Look at it. I went on a xenomorph hunt and I was successful. I'm home free.
We call the shark.
I just think I'd be happier.
What happens if I push the collar on his little head right here? Uh-oh, I made a bad mistake.
Wow, look at that collar die.
Did we get his credit card before he went?
Yeah, I got
his credit card. I got everything. I got all his internal organs and his shoes.
What size kidney is that?
That's a four.
Four kidney one.
Okay, just wind that collar back up here. And
I feel so good. I could leave the station right now.
Yeah, just pack it all back in.
Drive all the way to Santa Cruz with no hands.
What do you think, caller? Shall we drive to Santa Cruz with no hands? Driving the building down the street?
Speak. I swear to God, there's a microphone in the studio which needs...
Are you at the center or am I at the center?
It's her.
If I move my chair over here, I'm closer to the center than you. If I move my chair over here, I'm farther from the center than you. So where are you in relationship to the center of the... What are we talking about?
The center of artificial intelligence.
Oh, that's right. That's right, caller. You can, too, can find out where the center of artificial intelligence...
Pinker and the collar.
Prepackaged and sanitized for your protection. And we think the center is over here. Somewhere.
Oh,
is it right here?
Let's pace it off.
I think so.
So my chair is close to the center, and if you wanted to be close to the center too, you call 848-4425.
You could play Deck Duck Goose with us too,
please.
And talk to the show. A bunch of computers.
976 show.
Yeah.
Work out. Get out.
We're stuck here, callers. We can't do anything until you come rescue us.
848-4425, 848-4426, 848-4422.
Chauffeur me, change.
848-219.
Wow.
Where it's still 1984. Yes, it will be 1984 forever here on KPFA, where the paranoid lefties are constantly thinking something's wrong with this great country of ours. Well, how did Bob Dobbs get to be president if there's something wrong with this country?
Yeah, answer me, Dad.
Divine intervention.
You put a pipe in Reagan's mouth. He looks an awful lot like that Dobbs feller.
Oh, I thought. Oh, okay. I thought you were going to talk to him.
Ronnie's
like somebody
not so
really
bad.
How about that second pipe in his pocket?
George president Burns. Emmett?
Every syllable.
It? That's impossible.
It's impossible?
It's imperative.
You're on the show.
Radio evangelist.
A religious radio show of sorts.
If you want to go to the bathroom,
hey.
Sit down in this nice corrugated box.
It'll make you want to eliminate this show.
That's right. Have you ever been a spurious?
Okay, excuse me.
God, I hope they clean the box soon. It's nice, except it kind of smells.
Yeah, we got a caller. We got us here a caller.
Oh, bring him to me. Bring him to me.
Good morning. Good morning.
Okay, good morning.
I got a message for you.
Okay, caller,
from the NRA, that's the National Regulatory Association.
I'm very regular.
And on our Circus, we say, if laws are outlawed, only outlaws will have laws. And I'd like to get you comment on that. I'll take my ass off the ass. Thank you.
Okay, well, let's discuss that amongst ourselves right now. Okay. My answer is 6, which is 28. I think we have an average of about...
Wait a minute, you have an average in my answer.
Oh, well, what's yours?
Illinois.
Illinois, 6 plus 28 plus Illinois. Bob, what's yours?
I think it comes out to like whales or something.
Whales, I think so, yeah. That's a mammal.
Yeah, yes, mammal. The only country that's a mammal except for maybe...
Results for
chicken.
Chicken's a mammal, right? Value.
So the chicken and the mammal went on down the road together.
Hand in hand.
Yeah. Wondering just where the next place would take them. The next road would take them. I mean...
Let's go sit on Diane's porch. Yeah. Scare her cat.
Let's go sit on old Diane's porch. We used to sing that song in grade school.
I sure like it when the show gets off plan like this.
Yes, this is the new cleaned up 1988 show.
Yeah, it's the new kind of like from the inner spaces of your organs or something.
Yeah,
right?
They use non-copyrightable
like
music.
The show just butts right up against your
It's an awful thing to see.
Dude, a butt.
As you can see here.
Bob Dom got a big old butt.
But first...
Why
do we have to have these... ugly scenes all the time.
Oh, why?
It was invading my mind now. My own monster was about to take over my mind.
Oh, no.
The wine for the world is Roma wine.
Perhaps if I get the bromated ultra-chloride fluoride bean wash out, I can wash the monster from my mind.
Okay, here comes
Orson now. See if we can fit him into the station.
All right.
Those are poison wells.
Don't drink them now. Come on, Orson. Come on. Talk. Channel through the collar.
Oh, here it is. Fresno. Bring Fresno in. Fresno. Come on, bring it in.
Fresno is so vast.
It is.
I walked back and forth.
It's more than just an off-ramp.
Nothing happened.
Yes, they couldn't keep the radio up. And it fell asleep.
You will have your way with him.
Snippy threw up.
Oh, no. We're going to have to clean up the radio stuff.
Snippy, you can't cut jello. Snippy, stay away from that protoplasm.
Snippy leaped towards a giant pile of uncooked hamburgers.
Snippy has no natural predators.
Not in this world.
Scissors beats rock.
But power out of beats Snippy.
Oh, excuse me. I just have a little bit of radio air here to expel. Oh, I'll be better.
Look,
yeah, we had a radio Mexican dinner last night, so...
Rolling tape.
Okay.
51.
Word?
Here we go.
It actually means...
Somebody light up another one of those show plugs. We burn the smoking, burning plug, and then we cram it.
Come on, let's go. Nobody's alive in this station.
Smoldering show.
The label and presto, we're all transported to that capital of gaiety.
San Francisco. So who are these hubbas that didn't show up for the show?
Hubbas. Oh, there were hubbas?
There was hubbas supposed to be here.
No. I dressed for it, and I thought there were going to be some, but...
I see your nose is clean and your lips are puckered.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
Your antenna are...
Burnished. I burnished them.
Oh, man. How come that'll get a set like that?
Well, hey, shop where I shop.
He's buying Roma line.
Romo's Antenna Mart on East 14th.
Oh, no.
Free war of antenna of all types.
The computer's gone commercial.
Roma line.
When's that thing gonna deflate?
Oh, excuse me. I didn't know you were.
All you have to do is hit the cue button.
Remember, don't forget. Don't forget. No, I mean, don't forget.
No, don't forget.
It goes like this. It goes, remember.
No, no.
Don't
what he said was,
forget.
If you're going to remember, forget.
No, he said, no, he said, don't forget.
Listen, I was there. Remember. I was
dot,
nearby.
Dot, dot. The dot, dot, dot was after.
Or, okay. Well, I mean, you can put that there, but
no. Really, went, remember, dot, 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 because he was mumbling beforehand, and somebody who was closer thought he said "don't forget" first, but actually he said "remember" first, dot, 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 and then he said "don't forget" instead of just like two "don't forget." He wouldn't say something stupid like "don't forget," "remember," "don't forget." Yeah. Or would he?
Argued for years over his words.
From the heading experiment 87.
There it is, experiment 87, right here in your ear.
Yeah, and you're here on the show.
For Tochi, and how to dial with your toes, too. That's right, just stick that little toe off from underneath the covers, the coverlet. Reach over, let's get a stretch now. You have to move a little bit, move the pillow. Okay, now poke, just kick the receiver, or kick the receiver off that cradle. Now start poking the numbers randomly with your toe, and call.
I'm an
Stupid
Why aren't you?
It's good because it's kind of like it's reinforcing that major element of the entire human subject.
It sounds awful lot like subgeniality to me.
Well, it is a very, some people call it a ripoff. Some people call it the happy face version of the entire subgenius, and a highly more commercial. And we're just laying back and waiting to spring the book out on the market, and I think we can take them in the long run. I think remainders will probably be down 60-40%. I think residuals be up by about 20% by 1992. We have long range quarterly forecasts, which place us probably somewhere in the neighborhood of ruler of the world.
Well, you will notice that the women.
I knew that you guys used to be ruler of the world.
You see, every one of you women should have had a whole university course.
That's right, a whole university course for that. Did you bring in a live dragonfly? Have you ever seen baby pigeons? No. Have you ever seen live dragonflies?
Slave dragonflies.
You never see them both in the same place, do you?
No, I've never seen kitty caller and the dragonflies in the same place.
Kitty caller?
Kitty caller. Kitty caller.
Kitty caller.
Kitty caller Jr. and all those people that used to call back when
what happened to Wartan?
Whatever happened to Jerry Jeff Warthog or whatever?
Philo comes to town at the end of June. We worked out by constitutional law set up the previous Wotan concerts. We're not allowed to practice until the guest star comes to town, and then we all din at once.
If you can gig, you can come to our gig.
Yeah, because you're going to have to if you come to our gig.
You really should try Berkeley Square. Maybe we should play there tonight. Who's playing at Berkeley Square tonight?
Nice talking to you guys.
Yeah, terrific, right.
Toss them out.
Yeah, it's been swell. Right, great. Yeah, right. Hey, back off. Hey, come on. Hey, go out. He's got his own Smithy. Look out.
Stitch. Come on, man. Okay, he's gone. Monkey's brain.
That's right. We cut the monkey's brain out with little Snippy.
We lobotomized his little brain.
Unfortunately,
Uh-oh. The caller gave up there.
That's right. One neuron too few for that guy. Well, he could still be here on the 1988 cleanup version of the Subgenius show with only this pretty lady singing in the background.
Emotions to such an extent that it gets out of hand.
Oh.
All his favorite.
Whoa, damn. Whoa. Best
for a how I hate that northern man. No Wotan around here, thank God. Don't want to
like
Wotan.
Big Richard's going to be moving to Rockford, Illinois, so I think the band may actually have to break up.
Just to do it right?
Yeah, unfortunately, we may lose our co-producer.
Oh, yeah? And where is he moving to?
Rockford, Illinois.
Now, that sounds like an exciting
place. He's working at a chicken warehouse.
Yeah.
hell of a thing to do, huh?
Job.
Yeah, you
go talk to Job. Talk to Toby, make a job. Right here.
For those of you who don't know Richard, Richard's the one who's secretly been the guiding force.
You know, the lead. You know, the shirt with the sleeves sewn together.
That's right. The guy that's so good he can play with his sleeves. Sleeves sewn together.
Somebody help.
Better than any of us could. The sleeves sewn. And then other things.
Really?
I want the whole world to make $28.
Right, left, right, left, right, left. Right, left, left, right.
Where's the stairway?
Wait a minute, caller. Give me time to help you.
Right, right,
he sat
right,
there
right,
strangling
right,
caller hell for so long, and then
but he came to the stairs and then went down.
What happened?
Little caller. Did you hop on one leg down those stairs?
What did you call him?
Certainness.
Nobody's beautiful down there.
Somebody forgot to pull the plug.
No, don't pull the plug.
She's looking down the corridor, down to the little caller. Okay, now pull a little ring on the caller's neck.
He said Hal makes the show. We have something...
Second caller, you blow it up today.
We have something pretty
well, tonight. We clean him up, you know, before the Emmett comes in.
We just have to do Channel Hal.
That's right.
Let's channel Hal. Okay, let's all hold hands together, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Oh, okay.
My hand.
That's not my hand.
Oh, my hand.
Transitional fossils would not occur outside the African area of origin, and population replacement would represent the most established.
I told you.
It's written right there.
Right there.
And all of a sudden, the woman knew something by her intuition.
What makes Hal so
don't know,
special anyway?
You're listening to KPFA. This is a subgenius radio show with your host, Puzzling Rex,
set down by the
Evidence Thing, DJ.
I want to talk to the love child.
The love child?
You have only one chance.
The Christopher?
It's coming out of the dressing room. You only have one chance, never two, so go ahead.
That's right.
Is
there an
Elvis love child?
Elvis love child.
It's the Eohippus love child. It's a different church.
Yeah. Is there
a Nancy Sinatra love child?
Nancy Sinatra.
Nancy's not here.
American.
And won't be here until
the love child.
I think May.
I would never bear
her name is Mary?
Her name is Mary.
Yeah, no, they'll never attack. I said, not they may attack. They'll never attack. Yeah, if they
that's
have to.
Clear.
Only in self-defense, though.
That isn't
she's
very nice.
Listening to you. I can see her listening, but she won't speak.
Well, but she
talk
may she may
mind.
Give an answer to you, the privileged she caller.
Ask
so,
her a question.
Me, yeah.
What's that?
He wants to know if you're regular.
No. These hooves have made me different for some time.
What's your story, love child?
Can you help translate? I can't understand.
He said, what's your story, comma, love child?
Thank you.
Ta-Nehisi Coates.
It's an arrestable offense because we've decided that you can be arrested for certain things in areas that are designated high drug crime areas. It is not an arrestable offense on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. That's a policy decision. We've made a decision that we are going to invest in black communities through the criminal justice system and in no other way. That's a decision. And so, you know, I mean, that don't mean that the officer, you know, shouldn't have got fired today as he would. That don't mean that at all. But if that's your standard, if that's the enemy, you're just going to keep coming back again and again and again. And you end up talking about individual officers, which, I mean, in its own way, it's actually a really conservative formulation of the question. Because it says if I can get more individual, moral, correct acting officers in place, then maybe we can fix this, as opposed to looking at entire systems.
Advancing the conversation to abolish racism for over 70 years. 94.1 KPFA.
about you.
They came running from the Klan, holding on to everything they had, while others were just looking for something to hold on to. The blues came west looking for freedom land. L.A., Sacramento, and San Francisco had that big city thing. Folks rocked in Russell City. Vallejo had a scene. Richmond had a kind of smooth Chi-Town sounding thing. But if you wanted a gut-wrenching, soul-taking, down-home blues, you know, the kind of blues that your mama warned you about, and the church warned you about, the kind of blues that made your hair stand on end, snatch you out of chairs, made you shout after a fool, jump up and dance, that good old makes you want to holler kind of blues, you have to come to Oakland. Oakland, 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 the blues mecca of the West Coast. Steve was as wild and sophisticated as you were.
Storytelling for social change on KPFX.
He's not of this earth.
Well,
he's a wooga wooga.
It's been an extraordinary experience being an Eohippus in this day and age. I mean, an e-zine, and we have much different ethics and mores in those days, and so. My life is just wild, living here in the East Bay with ethics that are thousands and thousands of years old.
What are you doing around pledge time?
To reduce life to a well, I think I'm going to first, there's a little fountain at UC Berkeley, and we're going to get out our inflatable toys and dance around there, sing little Eohippus horse sorority songs. And
oh, what date is this? What's the specific date for this?
St. Stupid's Day.
April 1st. On April 1st, that's right.
So, for the general public, we'll be torn between the parade in San Francisco.
Would you repeat this?
And the pagan Eohippus lipless love child of rituals.
We could have a satellite link up.
Do I put lemon pledge in the fountain at pledge time?
Lemon pledge. The question is, do they put lemon pledge in the fountain at pledge time?
And here it comes through the pumps now.
And there's no lemon Windex.
She says lemon jello. We're having to translate here. The child and the caller are separated by a show curtain that's impenetrable by human intelligence.
You've never talked to each other blindly before.
This barrier would be transgressed.
Well, she missed a subgeniality in a very fantastic.
Yes. Oh, Patrick.
Hmm?
Was she miss subgeniality in a beauty contest?
Was she miss subgeniality at the booty contest?
Beauty contest.
The beauty contest.
Thank you. That's
booty.
Correct.
Booty contest.
No, yeah. That wasn't me.
That wasn't you.
That was not
I
me.
I could have sworn it was you.
Skipping the show.
Yes, well, it's time.
That's a bad answer, man. Skipping the show.
If you can connect to the show, if you can plug in a little better than this guy, maybe Eohippus Love Child would have a warm, steaming pool of knowledge for you.
Maybe.
Something you can actually shovel out of your mind, just like the real thing. He was doomed to disappointment because Dr. Hal was never going to be allowed.
He's a little caller.
Hello, caller. Hello,
so
caller.
Frustrated because there was a little, okay. Little Hal.
Show us your credit card.
How you doing?
Abuse recording.
How you doing, boy?
Enter. Enter. Enter data. Enter.
KPFA, the only radio show you can
enter.
Call up and say, If this was Jim Eason, you would have been history by now.
Hello? He's all embarrassed because you're making fun of him now. Okay, all right.
I mean, even if it was Narcy David, you wouldn't have gotten away with this.
Unless he brings breakfast. Hey, Narcy, come on, get up. Narcy, come on, get up. Come on, let's sleepwalk down to the restaurant.
Do you have a party there?
Whip up a gourmet breakfast and bring it on down to 8:44.
Oh, no. Do you have an echo on your party? Okay, all right, now I'm stopping. No, wait, I'm stopping. Okay, here we go. All right, I'm stopping.
Early for tuna salad.
She says check the salad.
Don't listen to that girl.
Just a minute. Here, hold on.
You guys know what's going on.
I just checked the salad.
Yeah, we know what's going on.
I have no idea who Bob is at all.
Oh, no.
But neither do I, but, you know, I fake it good, don't I?
Yeah, you think we're good.
You do okay.
But she doesn't. She doesn't
she
understand
She knows more about Gabrogue Fred and those kind of deals.
I mean, you know, yeah. All right.
I mean, that's always
hey,
how it
whatever
is.
Whatever you guys say, you know. Hey.
Show.
That's right. We can't talk about those
hey,
things.
Hey, I don't think so.
A, B. You could be sleeping right now. Why are you listening to this trash? Just hear your own voice on the radio going.
She's having a hard time back there, arguing over the phone. Okay, yeah, go ahead. No, we're stopped now. We're not going to be funny anymore. Okay.
Wait, do you like heavy metal?
Oh, I prefer the Actinide group. Calyx is the best.
They use American
ferrous oxide. You know, give me some ferrous oxide and
Pepsi cans are a bit.
Mercury. Plutonium's pretty good.
It's hard to get rid of mercury these days.
California. The thing is about the metals is sometimes you can substitute the carbon atoms for the metals and false metals.
Gun smoke's almost over, you guys.
Well, what else are we supposed to watch now?
Without Twitch.
I spun so much soda last night that it made me...
There's not really much else to watch, right? My man from Uncle's over there.
I might come over there.
Wear some shorts, spin a tennis racket, be able to get
ready. Should be able to, lock in about now. Okay. There we go. Now we're down at the communication level on the street.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, nice.
Down to our level, we can't understand when you're talking
about or through. Yeah,
well, come on upstairs.
Then. You got to get up in the second story really to understand this.
We might think we're smart and everything, but we know we're not.
Right,
It's obvious. I mean, when you showed up at the parade on April 1st,
hey, sound pretty stupid to me. Yeah,
4:30 in the morning, and we're still here.
Making inside jokes over and over and over.
Well, do you have any last comments before we switch callers, like some people switch toilet paper?
Thanks for the up.
No. Hey, wait.
Yeah, thanks.
Hi.
Okay, life your is a question.
It's only the bottom part of the equation.
I believe it's time to switch callers again. Are you better than the last caller, we hope?
More interesting? Funnier? Larger?
That's auto dialer.
Hello, Prudhoe Bay.
744.
44. 2.
Howdy, bird dog.
Yankee Kilo 0441 Whiskey.
Yeah, Roger, you got one niner.
I got one niner.
And now the audience seems to really like the caller act.
Roger T, 572.
I guess we lost Prudhoe Baby. We'll take that caller anyway.
I'm looking for that one.
The amazing. We use ALNPRQ 62s. And pick up thousands and thousands of little callers.
Welcome to Alien CB
down to one or two of shows that make any sense.
Caller switch. Caller switch.
Okay, not you. But what do you have a question for the show?
How many hairs does Jackson have on his head?
Real ones or the new plastic ones?
Well, the wig.
Well, it's not really
a Jewish wig he's wearing, by the way.
And the wig is actually his mustache.
He doesn't like it.
It's not his real mustache.
Yeah.
And I'm living here.
And those aren't his real eyes.
But it is his real soul.
And now, the story.
I thought I locked that thing up in my car. It's got out.
Died and melted and flowed off.
All I can think about now is $1,000 worth of stereo equipment.
Wow.
On the head of a pin.
Yeah. And the turntable's dancing.
Just, I know what's good for you.
Hey, let's scratch.
A reflection of deep responses with it.
There is a special device that is worth using.
A reflection
that is worth using.
Oh no, not fight the pipe.
Where did that thing come from?
from my childhood.
From a planet where everyone looks like that.
And they all
anyone
have
buy one on the street?
Not anymore. Snippy's a real relic of the past.
I threw mine away when I was about 12.
Yeah, some people outgrow their Snippies.
It followed me around for a couple of years, actually, biting and snipping my heels.
They do that. They're real loyal to pieces
finally
of plastic.
Gave up and found some other little kid, I think. I may have opened it up and taken its soul out to see what makes it work. I did that with many things. Let's see what the soul of this toy is like.
It has no soul. It has a recording.
What's the deal?
Where do they go when they leave like that?
Oh, I think they go on the other side of the phone.
Please check the number and dial.
Look, there he is, there he is. No, there he goes. No. I can't draw a bead on it.
76 show calling your answering machine to collect.
Use that daisy cutter. We'll get him.
Yeah. It kills all those machines for a 100-yard radius. Real good in radio stations.
$400.
On the count of three, we're going to have some dead air here.
Don't listen.
What?
A real nice place to bring your kids up.
Two, three.
Sorry.
Open John and Vicky Joe Witty Christian.
You know her?
Lean on that. Just lean. Put your elbow on that and just bear down.
There you go.
On that tone arm.
Yeah, if you get it going fast enough, you can just kind of hold the edge of the record down. You know, there isn't.
Is it against the law to yell cellophane in a radio station crowded like this?
Yeah, it is.
Here, wrap the station up really tight so we can get in the car.
It's a good thing that we're all experienced radio, else we'd be running out of here in panic.
Has Ed and Priya finally invented rapper music?
Yeah, rapper! They don't ever take it off the record. They just, oops. Now the really scary music happens. Hello, caller, what happened?
Snippy crawled across the cold floor. EO Brow's room. Looking for anything to eat.
You mean that movie they showed, isn't that Captain EO Brow?
Yeah, that horse's ass. Ed, what's his name?
Ed, Mr. Show.
Mr. Show. I wish I missed the show.
Yeah. You would have been nice.
Better than all these listeners, did I be at home?
Soft and safe asleep.
That's covered with cat hair and fleas. Yum.
Yum. Oh, I guess so. Yeah, these are good.
Yeah.
Soggy.
Hello.
Everybody can
am I
hear through their noses.
There?
Yeah, you are.
We wish.
Is this KPFA?
No.
No, we're all gone.
No, we're not. That K is actually upside down.
Oh, wait a minute. I must be dreaming then.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, go back to awake. Go back to awake.
Go back to awake, caller.
Go back to awake.
The P's upside down, too. So
go to your phone and then call us again.
Okay? Yeah,
stomach down. Stomach down. Now you're in the right.
Okay, here we go.
Resistant to call the start.
Slip the caller back in a little bag.
It must be getting late.
Welcome.
No, it's getting
to the
early.
Children's department of the Subgenius Radio Show.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm not asking you to kill your parents now.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Wait until the commercial.
Kids love it. Oh, kids go crazy over it. In fact, a lot of parents just leave their kids there.
Are you an 8-year-old with a gun? Why do mommy and daddy...
Mommy.
Where's mommy?
Get the kids.
Where are...
Which one's daddy? Which one's mommy?
Wooga, wooga, wooga. There's no reason to kill your teacher. Hurting her just a little is okay.
How do you do?
Is this KPFA? Or am I in heaven?
When the hill comes to Subgenius.
Okay, you guys. You can just press that button behind you, Ed.
Okay. This one.
And now, welcome to Stupid News Stories.
Look at it, no!
Things that you don't want to know that never happened. And your host, Puzzling Evidence, now.
today.
Yes, American facts and figures.
Scottish coughing contest right here. Broke on that one.
Almost.
Oh, I sure wish I could peel this stuff off my head and think.
You want to think?
The parakeets fight. What were the newspapers we watched? With that stuff gallantly gleaming.
Hello.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm just fine. What are you?
How are you?
Fine.
Good.
Are you a listener?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you?
Stockton.
How is it out there?
It's been raining all night.
Yeah. Can you tell me something? This is a serious question. This is off the air, too. What's a really great Mexican restaurant in Stockton down by the waterfront that makes homemade tortillas? It's kind of a hole in the wall, but they make their own tortillas. It's maybe a three-block walk from the river there. Fooled her, didn't we?
She's thinking. She's laying in bed. She's kind of like, she's got one eye open
she's
and one
like
eardrum
really
on.
Simple, really good little Mexican yeah. restaurant.
No, really, come on.
Can you remember? Do you know about the waterfront in Stockton?
Yeah, imagine you're walking on the water, just like a female Jesus. And you get hungry. Where do you go? It's L something.
El Puba. There she goes. I think she fell asleep.
Yeah, she just kind of put the tortillas.
Yeah,
I thought I was talking to KPFA.
That was a heck of a
yeah.
long distance.
She thought she was talking to K-Fox.
My sister calling.
Oh.
Is she still in
Yeah, most definitely your sister calling.
Imagine yourself to be a Chicano woman, about 15 years old. You have to make quick decisions about 500 years.
set on each tortilla so it's like paper thin.
That's right. We want you to get. We want you to also get a little.
Yeah, only Scott Beach makes ours, so it's a big honor.
Wait a minute. Yeah, like tortillas for 5,000. You know?
Sheila Kilos for one, please.
Sheila Kilos.
Jesus, party of 12. Jesus, party of 12.
Wait a minute. I think that party may arrive soon. Very, very soon. Hey, tell me this.
What?
What are you going to do when Emmett gets here?
Who's Emmett?
Who's Emmett?
You'll find out in about 6 or 7 minutes.
That's right.
Yeah, you'll find out soon.
No, you're not. We'll give you a preview. Oh, you can't hear the effects anyway. Okay.
That's too bad. See, you should have seen what we just did to you on the radio.
Boy, play your tape back. Program, you'll hear. Yeah.
You are tape recording your own voice, aren't you?
You're not taping this?
That's the only reason people listen to the show is so they can turn their tape recorder on and record themselves and listen to their story. I was on the radio.
Yeah, they went into my friend. I wonder if they thought I was funny.
Oh, do you have a question for Eo Hippus Love Child before we rudely hang up on you? Since she is of your kind. One little question?
No question.
Ask her what it was like 10 million years ago.
Go ahead. What was it like 10 million years ago?
Warm, peaceful, there was no pollution, the water was good.
Hard to get good chocolate and coffee.
But
there were no action toys.
There's no wait for table, though. There's no waiting for anything.
No wait for anything.
Tell
us one thing. What was the predator situation like? Did you have to wait a long time for something to come along and kill you and eat you, or could it happen just like any second?
Well, we didn't have very many. I don't know. I don't remember. I can't remember that far back what it was like. It must not have been that bad. I'm alive now.
She's got us there. Okay, have any
questions? Does that answer your question, listener?
Teeth have evolved. I think teeth are sharper now than they ever have been.
Hello?
You're on the air.
That's what I keep thinking, you know.
This is the Royals.
That's pretty cool. Bye.
We like to think so. Cooler than the... Yes, he couldn't take the heat, so we got out of the mustard, you know.
It's hard to be on the show, I know.
Sometimes too many kooks spoil the brothel. Oh, well, look, another bright little light.
Alan, let's not talk family this morning.
Well, right.
This is Reverend Doug Allen from the Young Technocrats. After years and years, I finally make it to the Bay Area, and I call up the show, and how disappointed I am to find out that it doesn't wear a condom. You know.
This is no condom show, a rather an exceptional show.
Simple plugs for
life would be so much safer if this show would just go ahead and wear a condom.
The Subgenius Church is not one of the...
It's hard to find a condom this big.
It's not one of the safe sects. Stand a little closer to your rectifier. Now we're going to charge your vacuum tubes with an incredible force never before known to history. Only to ancient, wrinkled holy men who live by eating the rare Mariposa luminosa plant. The plant that grows only upon the rare and scanty droppings of Himalayan yetis. In the remote mountains of madness. Come along with us on a journey you'll never forget as Great Subgenius Journeys brings you to Computer Hell, Menace or Myth?
Puzzling evidence and HAL action figures sold separately.
Okay, Puzzling Evidence, I'm going to take over the show.
You see
no,
it here, you feel it
show.
Here.
No, I think I'll take over the show now because you can never have
too much. It's the caller! Get him!
I'll use my Stridor power pack.
The show's after me. Oh, my God.
You feel it here, you see it here.
Look, he's even got earphones.
Say it here, it comes out there.
Accessories only $50 with portable Subgenius pack and radio transmitter booth sold separately.
Batteries for microphone and radio show not included.
You have to be Bob Nelson this time.
Come on, you ride the rocket this time. I really.
No, you have to be Bob Nelson.
Come on.
I was Bob Nelson last time.
I was Bob Nelson. No, you be Doug Smart.
I want to be Bob Nelson, please.
Oh, okay, you be Buck Naked then. I'll be Gary Gabofan.
Hey, look at that.
I want to be stark naked.
I also want to see a hamster.
A stark naked fist of removal.
I'll make that corned beef, and I don't want to be Bob.
That's a BLT and our coelacanth burger.
What the hell? It's 5:30 in the morning. Might as well have some food, huh?
I'm a filmlosopher, you see, so...
As a geek filmlosopher once said, what's the difference between a duck? The more it spins, the much. And as we ponder on these ponderous words, we puncture the pomposity of the bloated balloon of blends, fliggles, and snansnares. What is the meaning of the velocity of this accursed verbosity? It's simply no more than oral glossolalia, which some have considered to the similarity of the diarrhea's epiflow of a substandard sewer pipe, regurgitating its profoundly meaningless glubosity. I speak not to make men laugh or angels weep, but only to twang upon the strings of perdition with my magic astrolute. Yes, we are all spittle in the beard of Yahweh as we float across the tubes of eternity.
Jehovah.
If you believe in our message...
Hello?
Okay, little caller.
It's
we're going to leave you alone now. Okay, wait, back up from the little caller.
Continues. Please send all your money to... Hey, wait a minute. This is Hambone's address. Where's the call card?
I think yours is back in the file, but I'm just not sure. Go ahead, little caller. What happened?
Somebody sabotaged the computer in here. I called up the wrong address. Hello? Hey, we're getting feedback. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? I can see you. We're receiving you loud and clear.
Hello?
Step up a little closer to the rectifier. Hey, what do you have to say to the folks?
Hello?
Yes, it's a message of hello. A message of universal peace and harmony for all mankind. He says hello to all living beings everywhere.
Hello?
We've got an emergency call.
The prayer wheel.
Hello, what happened?
Sometimes people say I talk too much, and other times other people say I don't talk too much, but I don't think I talk too much. Do you think I talk too much?
No, just too fast. Good morning, what happened?
Well, in conclusion, I'd just like to say that you boys on the show did a great job this morning, and we're all proud of you. We're mighty damn proud of you.
Thank you, Mr. Paul.
We also want to thank Nancy Reagan, Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, Britt Eklund, and the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, who have helped make our show the living, sneezing, vital thing it is in these troubled times of regression, inflation, receding hairline, and the heartbreak of oil embargoes in the Middle East.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you very much. The chair recognizes puzzling evidence.
No,
a firestorm of applause greets puzzling evidence as he makes his way across the Senate floor.
Okay.
Are you now, or have you ever been, a member of the human race?
Okay, we're going to...
Just answer the question, Mr. Puzzling Evidence.
Well, what I need to do, Senator, is rewind my answer here and cue it up.
The people of this... Hey,
you understand, it's not a prepared answer. It's a...
Thank you.
Yes, Senator, this is my unprepared answer that I've cleared up right now. Thanks.
We're quite aware of your popularity and your support from letters across the country, but nonetheless, when we had the Nuremberg trials in World War II, we held them to demonstrate that we believed that there was adherence to a higher law.
Yeah, higher law, that's...
Just because you faithfully obeyed orders does not mean that you did not disobey the laws of our country. And you must pay for your crimes, Mr. Puzzling Evidence.
Okay, how much?
Our country is not to be bought away. Stop, what are you doing?
I'm taking the country on a fast ride.
The UN guards are running back, but they seem to be behind some wall of energy surrounding Puzzling Evidence. They can't get at him. The hall is in pandemonium, and a kind of violet light seems to be filling the hall. The delegates are fighting, calling out each other, but I'm being cut off.
Listen to the esoteric sounds of the desert. All around us, the giant cactus, the yucatios, the saguaros, the albondigas waving in the breeze. There's a choya,
And there's a jumping cactus looking at climbing down the trail.
I'm calling because I want to find Bob.
I'm sorry, Bob's left for the day.
He's buried in Grant's tomb.
But, you know, superb performance is only half the story with the Subgenius Show.
No, I mean metaphysically finding.
I saw Bob.
Oh, why didn't you say so? Oh,
do you dare to doubt
me? I'm sorry.
Sorry, yeah. Okay.
I saw the
okay, audience.
Okay, audience.
This young man would like to find metaphysically Bob.
Yeah. What a bunch of devils.
As the audience cast, Mrs. Reagan the chair fell into a flower box which borders the menace. The American people...
You think this is a joke? I want some substantial.
No, we don't think it's no joke. Then you've got to wake up, Pat. You've got to get up.
You've got to start walking towards the station right now. Because you're the only person that can stop this show.
Now go to sleep, Al. Go to sleep. Tiny, tiny little Hal's going to sleep. Yes, it's a Gary. It's a poor little gabrogue Fran stuck here in radio hell. But I don't want to do this. I just did this so you guys would do this, and that's dead. Everything's horrible here. There's no sound effects in the station. All are accounted for. But there. Oh, yeah, right. No, we didn't bring in the power lines. I think we're going to have to hand crank the show all evening. Can I go now? Do you guys mind a little dead air? Here, hold on. That's right, it's radio school, and there's no sound effects. I guess, well, you know, we could put on the... That's already on.
Don't talk
yet. My name's Gary. I've been on a radio show for about 200 years. What more do you need to know? Oh, gee. Oh, tell this guy a little about yourself, about your Eocene origins.
Indeed, and where's Reverend Hal tonight?
Reverend Hal has been sent to the bad taco land. Yeah, he's in Tucson, Arizona, trying to unsave the pre-saved.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. Me, I'm a prehistoric creature.
Yeehaw, just dancing around in old prehistory.
I never tried ceratops, but I have tried hairy tops. And
continuations of the extension line on color two. Two callers in one.
I know, the show is getting boring right now.
Fantasy caller, what do you look like? I learned how to do this from reading the East Bay Express.
Of course. We have
silence. The electrified.
It's a Wotan band from outer space.
Use the efforts.
I don't hear anything.
It's a little ancient fantasy caller. Old, still old and wrinkled up.
It happens sometimes, you know.
Yeah, well, you ask Pat to wake up, caller. Ask him.
Where's Dr. Hal?
Well, everybody wants to know, where's Dr. Hal?
He
must be another way. You got terminal halitosis.
My feet don't smell too good either.
Well,
we're still in the fabrication procurement part of the show right now.
Put in his mouth.
That's right. I am putting in a bit of corners and the taping and mudding of the show.
I should answer my question, boy.
And we'll be able to.
Where's Dr. Hal?
And
right here. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning, caller.
Okay, we gave you a big chance. Okay,
you're
here's your big chance.
Oh.
Hello.
Oh, it's me, Ricky Rat.
Hello, Room Mouse.
Hey, I'm just calling to tell you guys that your show stinks without Dr. Hal.
No, you're supposed to ask where he is.
No, you guys are missing
No, the critical part comes up later. Good morning.
Just
where's Dr. Hal?
Oh,
I got you first. Ha ha ha. Okay. Anyway.
Well, there's a lot to be said about Dr. Hal being here. There'd be more verbiage. We'd be trimming the verbiage off
That's
of
true.
This corporeal mass with the garden shears.
Be not easier to edit.
Dated format.
And you can tell exactly what he's going to
who
say.
Who the hell are you asking about anyway, huh?
Where's Dr. Hal? And who is he else?
Oh, yeah?
You think you're talking to the show?
Oh, no, I don't. I wouldn't like to do that. It might harm somebody.
You've never met a family like the Sabinas family, so talented, so accomplished, and yet so modest.
Oh, is this a plant call?
There are 25 of the finest...
A tea collar, piddle on the collar, and watch it grow.
And they're yours exclusively. Each one is a treasure, an original little subgenius you find.
Oh, he's reading out of an ad for...
No, I'm not, buddy. I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm telling something the truth. The truth should be known.
Okay.
Hey, mister, are you pushing Bob?
Hey. I don't believe in that kind of stuff. Come on. You think I'm a subgenius or nothing? Bob, it's all I hear is Bob. Bob sucks, okay?
But Frank Bent.
I don't know if Frank Bent ever asked him.
Soon as Frank Bent invitation.
The old days.
Hey, I don't know who Frank Bent is.
Find one of the old callers. Remember, it's Frank Bent.
Subgenius family.
Or one of the old callers. It is Frank Bent.
What do you mean it is Frank Bent? I don't know who Frank Bent ever was and never will be. Intellectual, the Subgenius family has them all.
Just say wake up, Pat, and you'll be set free.
To do
wake up, Pat. Wake up.
How many logical formalism, artificial intelligence people can take a trace of light bulb?
I don't want it to.
That's
an American. You mean liquid chromatography?
Bob.
I'm talking about gas release chromatography.
Net.
Notice that there's the
congruent,
whatever you want, not congruent, you know what I mean. Concentric brown rings on the little square of paper.
Yes.
Each time you touch it to your butt, it pushes those gas particles a little farther out towards the edges of the paper. And you can actually see the progress you've made in the ring.
The way they need to be treated.
Yeah.
Not because they deserve it. Because
the particles.
Does that sound
they're moving at their own volition.
What are you laughing about?
Gone with the show.
It is something that God puts in us. And it feels really good when he puts it in there. I'm sure glad I got a show hole.
Not that stuff.
Show hole. No, the show hose.
We edited it.
That's right. We'll just edit it right now.
Again,
and we'd like to say good morning to all the hubbies.
With redundancy. Repetitive recordings of our random
hey, come on, you guys.
Derail and the ruinous.
Find that caller
record. Reason.
Come on, guys.
It's the same old little caller.
How can you tell?
Look at him dance, though.
Recidivistic.
Yeah, 25,000 volt.
Rant.
Oh, hello there. You're on the
eighth of an amp here.
You're on the
eighth of an amp. It's time for subgenius aerobics.
That's right. You're going to need a lot of good energy today to dance all night long at the horrible subgenius birthday party.
Can you hear me?
Which is unmentionable at this time, of course.
Hello?
Hello, what do you want?
Hello?
ELC. There she is.
Yeah?
Make some... I don't care what it is, knees or heart or whatever, but make it for Bob.
Hey, Bob!
Smart, my very ears.
Yeah, it's another caller. Wells up its ugly head from the black depths of nowhere.
Yeah, we can smell it from here.
Yeah. No, Hellcon, it sounds like you guys are kind of like sitting drinking beer and watching dumb movies.
Well, no, we're not drinking beer or watching dumb movies.
Mouthing and
stuff. Or playing cards or, you know, strip poker. I don't want to.
Mantis.
Yeah, we're playing strip poker. I bet two strips of bacon on my last hand and won a whole ham. I can't say it, but we're not doing nothing. We're just down here at the station. We're trying to...
What's the whole point? What's the purpose?
The point is we canceled the effect of dead air, basically.
So, basically, during this time slot has nothing to do with you guys
doing.
Well, you don't understand. It's our viewpoint. That's what's important.
Why continue? Why not just blow this whole thing? Why not walk out of the studio right now? Lock up.
It's raining. Here we go. One thing. It's raining, okay? It's dry in the studio.
Well, why not watch
movies?
Put on a tape, you know, an hour and a half.
Why not go home and watch movies and be nice and sleep?
Let's go over to Puzzling Evidence's house right now and watch movies.
Okay, here we go.
You guys have no...
There's not any point. The point is it's indoors. KPFA has all this dead air they need canceled.
It's a nihilistic
Dr.
show.
Dr. Hal will not be on the show anymore. For those of you who tune in just to listen to Dr. Hal, forget it. He's gone. He's floated away like the quivering gas bag that he is.
He's all gone.
He's gone home.
It's your fault. Shouldn't have called.
We should have never had him shipped here in the first place. We got him on spec. We weren't supposed to pay for it.
Hey, all right. Thank you, guys. Our guest tonight, Jonathan Freer.
But the old three-quarter half.
And a thousand other shows.
So clear.
Oh, that well-practiced show from the past. All those voices that you always hear.
It's kind of neat, you know, I work late at night, and I just tune in, and I hear Hal babble on and on and on. I even called a few times to let him know how I felt.
Right.
Well, how do you feel?
And now how do you feel about that?
Now I feel kind of in a void or something. I don't know what to do.
Well, perhaps you should evacuate.
Well, maybe I should. Thanks anyway.
Yes, poor Dr. Hal has been running.
Flushed himself down the little collar hole. Oh, well.
Bob chased him away with a big crew.
Well, what happened, little collar?
That's all we can say to the callers.
Except yeah, I don't know what happened.
Animal in my ear.
Happens every morning about this time. The show animal in his ear. Growing up.
Growing up with starving. Starvation and pain on the radio.
Here's an
we're making kitchen sound effects count here.
Oh boy, where are we going for breakfast? Santa Cruz?
We'll
be arching here in radio formation all morning.
Yeah, flying around backwards.
Implemented in terms of the picture frustration studies, which are comprised of a companion customer, a caller, whose poor service will be sold to the last listener,
nice
whereby insecurities of our response.
It's a nice show.
Are redressed for direct
for a little boat now.
Bothering the general public with our lack of character.
This apology.
All the nice wires tightening up his superstructure so he can float back.
Everybody hungry. Walking around.
Loudness.
We should go to
yeah, there you go. We'll do the show live from
summary
behind the stove.
All frustrated with the paranoid aggressions and analytical interests.
It goes,
these criteria.
Rio Bisbee Dan.
The approximate means of our administered retention and disclosures towards the apparent conflict of parent versus
transparent one. It's got
introductory infantile normalizations of oversight from insipidity.
My, what big teeth you have.
Calling Reverend Onan to see if anything happens there.
No Nan.
It's
like 7 o'clock in No Nan Ville.
I know. We'll see. It's pretty scary. Oh.
Right. He knew it was us.
Yeah, and he killed it.
Right on the stand.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Yeah.
Is this Onan?
No, he's at a different phone number now.
Okay, could you dial that for us, please?
I can give it to you.
Well, okay, give it to me. And give it to the world. Because you're live on the radio in Berkeley right now.
No, it's not.
Thank you, Onan's dad.
Yeah. Yes. Poor straight person.
Tennessee.
I've got a horrible call.
To the world.
Wow, I know it's like to be a real DJ now. Yeah, this is neat.
Okay, how's it feel?
Well, it feels like my ego is about as big as the void in between my ears. Now that I'm a DJ, of course.
Yeah. And the echo gets deeper and deeper.
Effects and everything. It's neat. Just to, kick back and play God. I love it. It's great.
Yeah.
All over Northern and Central California, huh?
All over. And there's the other half of God. Watch this.
Official super ego.
Okay, hello? You're the other half.
Hello,
of God.
I got a question for the doctors of the air.
Okay, we'll give it to them.
Well, you see,
they're not here. None of them are here, but
that's right.
We're just here instead.
Can I speak to that Gabofram?
No, I'm Dr. Hell now.
Great. I got a great question for you here. It seems that before the show started, I didn't take my Froculite, and I experienced some retrogressive backfiring in the brain pan.
Well, don't worry. We keep delaying the show by 15 minutes.
Well, I noticed that, and it's slowly going on my memory.
Baby. I'd say ethylene glycol and
drive me
indicated at this time. That'll push the air out of your brain pan and refill your spinal column with a heat-proof fluid. When you go into that pyroflatulation, it won't burn the fluid off like it did last time.
Hey, now, see, this caller's trapped in a little balloon.
No, I'm trapped in the multi-memory index thing.
He thinks he's in a computer.
A magnetic bubble. It looks like a balloon from his perspective.
Well, the show's probably half over.
From my perspective,
it's not quite half over where we are. Actually, it's good to change the filter in your brain pan at least once every month if you listen to the show very often.
Well, I used to change it once a month, but it seems that my brain pan screw has gotten stripped and the threads don't match up all the way.
Well, the easiest thing to do is to turn the whole chassis over and just let it run out.
Well, that's a good idea, but right now it leaks.
The in-hole can't malfunction. That's the important part.
Well, my out-hole is the problem.
It's everybody's problem. Can you wake Pat up? His out-hole seems to be a real problem right now.
Well, I could if I could see him.
Well, here, there he is. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Where's Hal, anyway?
Hal's in Tucson. He's saving the pre-saved, re-saving the pre-saved, and de-saving the de-saved. He's at Bob Dobbs Cafe right now. See him?
He's ordering a coffee.
Sports Cafe.
That's right. He's
newly
ordering.
Discovered petrified dinosaur tank.
Oh, Bob's Burgers again, eh?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I've eaten at the Bob's in Tucson many times. It's not as good as the one in Arkansas.
No.
Delicious all-you-can-eat breakfast. What a good breakfast is. I hear they have one of those in Santa Barbara. Let's drive down there now.
To Arkansas?
Yeah. Hear the bird? The bird
says it's good. Your car.
Okay.
Up there it is right now. You can see it's so light. This is the prettiest taco I've ever seen.
A little dancing taco. The dancing ones are more expensive.
Oh, that makes sense.
And if it does,
you
record it.
Record it? Record what?
Record this. Tiny cockroaches scream in agony. It cannot be used as a background for a big rock
bear. Well, we've already done that.
Yeah, we pulled the wings off of the angels, too.
Oh, no.
Look out! Okay. New little caller scared away.
I mean, it's just...
No. I'm just wondering how much of the listening audience out there knows about Dobbs and how he started out as a used aluminum siding salesman or something.
Yeah, but he's in the used condom sales now.
That's a good thing to be doing now.
Practically anybody deals... Nobody deals, I mean.
Yeah, anybody uses it.
Hardly anybody does.
I was meditating on other various facts and... I'm doing nothing now. I was thinking to myself, since I'm doing nothing at all important, what is the most wasteful thing I could do right now? What would be the most useless, stupid thing I could do right now? And I figured, well, hey,
I'll
call the Subgenie Show. Yeah,
that's right. Well, you got the spirit.
I'll tell you what, man, the spirits are all around us.
I know. I've been trying to scrub it off for a long time. The spirit of the show is harder to remove than halitosis.
Get it off me. Oh. Oh, sorry. Now it's a little caller.
Yes, but he used a free white fluoride.
Okay. Here's visual simulation of the caller using a database, model boards, a TV image generation, display systems, projectors, and CRT servo.
That's right. With a spare nipple.
Not one of those. They don't still use those anymore, do they?
Can you get rid of that static? It's... This stall isn't quite receiving the show right. Oh, that's good.
Wow, they're driving the show too fast down Shattuck Avenue.
Haven't even got off Shattuck yet.
It's raining. What do you expect?
Well, I guess.
All
hard to see. Yeah, these headlights don't work, see?
Police couldn't believe I was driving so fast down Shattuck this morning. They didn't even bother giving me a ticket. They knew there would be no Subgenius show if they stopped like that.
Sounds like new stuff.
Calling Glass Madness.
Oh, boy.
This is Schlittenplow.
Oh, it's about time.
You can't come to the phone now because you're sliding the schlull.
Yeah, I did that all day for the last couple of weeks, and I got really tired of that tape loop. I hope it's live.
It's not. You're being recorded.
Mortally wounded.
Well, happy birthday, Gabrofran.
Oh!
Is it a birthday show?
No, not quite. Not till Tuesday.
It's aborted again.
God.
I know, I can't believe I'm 30.
Dumb.
I can't believe I'm so lucky.
I can't believe you're so lucky either to be woken up in the morning by such a bunch of cute men and women.
So,
we have Eo Hips Love Child here. I don't know if you've met her yet.
Oh, I just heard about the four-legged little feather thing.
Say hi to Glass Madness.
Hi, Glass Madness.
Hi, Eo Hips. Raise a forepaw for me and push one of those buttons above
my
head.
Don't touch your
fetlock.
Hey, it's my hoof.
Oh, my hoof? No, it's your hoof. It
behooves you.
My hoof.
Now, somebody push that little button over Mobius's head to make the echo go on.
Oh, that's his own.
Yeah, well, the mail won't ever let me find out what guy's got to touch anymore.
That's right. Well, you know, I hear he's going to be moving back to Berkeley and staying in the captain's room.
No, I heard he was moving into your house. He wants to clean your brushes.
Something about that.
Aren't you going to sell him your painting job?
That's right. He wants to buy my business.
Yeah, he does. He wants to paint Terry's house up on Piedmont Avenue.
Well, you know, the amazing thing about it, he thinks the people in Brazil are hostile. Wait till he moves into my neighborhood.
Oh, come on, Gary. You've got great neighborhood. Good program. The 53rd Street Winos Association will take care of him. How can I be doing this?
I don't know. Well, where's Schlittenflower?
I don't know. But if I ever hear that again, I'm going to hang up. I got so tired of Schlittenflower. I don't want to slur at all.
What about the schlur?
Yeah, take the schlur and don't serve it to me at your party.
Slip the schlur of life.
So where's Weldon?
Oh, he couldn't make it tonight.
Do you miss the show?
No, I don't miss anything.
You're Weldon tonight. Here, watch how easy it is.
My brow. You have a fur growing on my brow right now. Enormous hair is coming up between my eyes. How is this possible? How do I do this? Who is this anyway?
Who is this caller? Why does he know so much about the show?
How does he know my phone number? That's the scary part.
Well, maybe I know your phone number.
Scary huge.
Maybe scary. ELC knows your phone number. And this is ELC's new band. ELC Plus.
I want you to listen to Love Corp.
That's the SLC.
You're right. It's so hard to keep those revolutionary groups apart and separate. Aren't together.
Yeah, Gary's Little Crisco, that's GLC.
Gary's Little Crisco.
Right. Seems to be the only
what a nice Crisco it is.
Yeah.
Is Gary's Little Crisco going to play at the party tonight?
Yeah, but it's going to be at your house tonight.
Oh, boy.
Which every American needs to know.
You'll be happy. If we play at your house, you can be in the band.
Yeah, mouth-watering.
If you can fade to black, he's really good at fading to black. Fade to black, Mobs. Fade to black.
Okay, there it goes.
Okay, great.
Help, I'm pinking out.
Pinking out. He's got those pinking shears again.
Hey, there's waves. You want to meet us at Steamer Lane at 7:30?
Yeah, is it up?
It's up.
It'll be
low tide about 9:40.
This will be tight. Bring me a stick. We'll do some stroking.
More nature controversy.
Bring the crystal. We'll do some GLC and stroke some waves and be related.
Macroeconomic.
So you're going to get Biff to come up? Did you call Biff?
No, I didn't call Biff.
Parabola.
You have to wave mail some female pheromones around for Biff.
Oh, we've got those now.
Yeah, but you may lose Eohippus, you know. You know what he does to women.
Yeah, I know what he does to women. Believe me. I'm taking that thing away from him next time I see him.
I guess that's a good idea.
That's Snippy.
Yes, that's true. Little Snippy will protect her.
So you need a big Snippy for Biff.
Oh, yeah, sure.
The enormous Snippy.
Hey, the louder they scream, the smaller it is, or whatever it is. How do they say that?
Yeah, it's something like that. Ask Moe. He knows all about those things.
Connected. Non-Moe's. International.
Madman Moe.
Yeah, well, Mad Moe. It's an old Australian documentary about desert.
Guidelines and other anticipations.
So Biff is ready, huh?
Enhanced
controversy of our.
So,
there's no echo.
There's no echo because the prairie squid genetic engineers haven't been able to replace it. They took it out last night.
With membership and certified.
We've been really working on a new plasmid to fix it.
Interrogation.
Well, that's a good idea. If you get Moves to take the membership insertions out of his glands, I think it'll work a lot better.
You should hear ELC do her puzzling evidence imitation. She's really good at it.
I can't. I'm bladder retentive.
She's doing a good Nora imitation right now.
What's that? Oh.
Never thought of that, did you?
That's right. Ask her to talk about Schlittenklau.
No, please. No more Schlittenklau.
Slay on the sunny side of slay.
God. I think I'm going to be sick. Well, you know, I think I'm going to go back and look for that little tooth that I left under my pillow.
Oh, yeah, well, if there's a wet spot in the quarter there, don't worry.
Remember to floss.
That's just our shaped charge.
Yes. Lift your pillow up and floss that tooth.
Okay.
One last time.
I won't be looking for Slip and Cloud, though. Okay? You can't say that on the radio.
That's right.
That was a typo.
Yeah, right.
Bye.
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 Yes, little did he know, puzzling evidence, scary right. as ever.
Sneaking around behind him there, never knowing.
Behind the show.
Pull your mind from the grind. Pull your boot from the muck.
Tell!
Lift yourself from the rubble and dust of your own living room.
Why do we
that's very good. Do you want your check in the mail or...
Would you like a fax similarly sent to you over
No,
there?
I'd like a real show for a change. How about a real show instead of a real show?
Oh, a real show. Oh, I think we got that in a box here somewhere. We'll try to figure it out before 6. How about
listen
that?
Out there. Nobody needs Bronco. Bob Knob anyway. In for fact, nobody proper. Needs this show. Stop listening to this show. Turn off
nobody
your radio.
This caller.
Turn off our listeners. I mean, callers. The peepers they're about.
Yes, it was an ugly, ugly morning. And for those of you that care, without help. Okay, get that out of the way. But we are trying to find an answer. That's why we play all this weird music. Yeah,
we
Gary's trying to explain to the mysteries.
2 weeks ago.
I mean, how does this stuff work?
Now.
Excuse me.
The mysteries.
Doug's getting excited here.
Feels better now.
Oh yeah,
just paddling along here in the show waves.
Yeah, you have to twist the other way when you're north of the equator, so it'll.
That's right. It's an orthotropic show.
And I hydro.
There we go. Oh, much better now.
Ah, yeah. God, this is great. I really like this.